Praise the Lord. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to share the word with you today. I'll do my best to give you the meat of it and to have you out of here at a decent time. So if you're concerned, you'll be out by at least one. Okay. I'm going to share today kind of something simple. Probably is not going to be new. Probably it'll be, I believe, a good reminder for all of us. A few days ago, maybe a week or more ago, I just started noticing something in the Bible, and it led me into a word study, and then that word study led into this message. So that's the history of it. We're going to start with John 17, the third verse. Jesus is praying his high priestly prayer to his Father, and he makes this statement, and it's a wonderful definition of eternal life. He said, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." And I thought that was kind of interesting because, you know, Jesus throughout his whole ministry kept telling us that he and the Father are one. He and the Father are one. So he's saying here, this is eternal life, that you just know me and the Father. That's the simplicity of it. Paul picks up on this, and then in Philippians, the third chapter in verse 10, he writes, he said, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death." And the word that I picked up on was know and knowledge. Know. There are a lot of things that we should know. And God tells us that. And he tells us in the Bible, not only in the New Testament, but that's where I'm going to be dealing, but all through the Bible, he tells us that we need to know things, know him. Most of all, know him. It was a big shock to me the first time that I recognized the fact that the God of love was the God of love in the Old Testament too. Way back in Deuteronomy, he said, "Look, all I want you to do is return to me and love me." Oh yeah, then you know we had all the rules and regulations, but that wasn't the point. The whole point was returning to him, okay, and to love him. So this word "know" that you see in the Bible so often, there are several in the New Testament, several Greek words that mean know, to know. And they mean it in different ways. The first one is, and one of the most used ones, is gnosko. Don't spell it. Don't worry about it. I'm just using it to say that's one of the words. There is another one which is a relative of it. It's called epignosko. There's another one called eido, E-I-D-O. And there's another one called epistemai, mahi. Okay, so don't worry about all those. All I'm trying to say is there's more than one word for know. There's more than one meaning for know. And so we're going to look at some of those things this morning. In Matthew, the first chapter, we read in verse 24, "Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife. And he did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." So that's an intimate knowledge. You see, he would have had to have known his wife intimately, but he didn't, because she was a virgin, and the baby was Jesus. In Mark, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. You remember he was wandering through the crowd, Jesus was, and this woman came up and touched him. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt, gnosko, she felt in her body. She knew in her body that she was healed. He felt it. And Jesus, immediately knowing, this is epignosko, okay, knowing in himself the power had gone out from him, turned around to the crowd and said, "Who touched me? Who touched my clothes?" So here, just in this one little incident, we see two of these uses. She knew partially because of what she felt. These words, they can mean this: be aware of, acknowledge, feel, see. This is, we're talking about knowing, see, have knowledge of, perceive, comprehend, be sure of, understand, discern, get acquainted with, be acquainted. All those different meanings just for these several different verbs. And I like this one in Acts 19, verse 15. It says, the evil spirit, remember this, the sons of a Jewish rabbi were trying to cast out devils, just like Jesus and Paul did. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know, gnosko, Jesus, I know, listen to this, and Paul, I know, and this is epistemi ahi, who are you? But notice there's a different verb used for Jesus and a different verb used for Paul. The one, gnosko, that's used for Jesus is the same as knowing as a man knows his wife, intimate knowledge. Isn't that interesting? This is a demon speaking. And then he says, Paul, the meaning there is more, I'm acquainted with Paul. I'm acquainted with Paul. But you get the difference here? This is how God wants us to know him, intimately, intimately. Now, there's some things here that we can see from the Word of God that we should know. Mark 4:11, and he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. We're supposed to know the mystery. It's a mystery, but we're supposed to know it. How are we going to get that? You're going to get it by revelation. You aren't going to get it by reading. Hello. You can read the Word and get revelation from it, but you can read the Word and not get anything from it. So we're here, he says, it has been given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Luke 21, so you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is here. So we can know things because we see them. You understand? We gain knowledge lots and lots of different ways. In John 17:7, this is later on in his priestly prayer, Now they have known all the things which you have given me are from you. Because Jesus told us. He said, I never say anything that I don't hear the Father say. I never do anything I don't see the Father do. 1 Corinthians 13, guess what that about? For now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, and then I shall know just as I also am known. It starts off with gnosko. It ends up then with I shall know. I know in part. Then I shall know epignosko. And just as I am also known is epignosko, another form. Okay. There's a little difference there, but they're essentially saying, You're gonna know differently sometime along the way, but you need to know something in order to know something differently along the way. I guess we're getting the idea. I think we're supposed to know some things, and we get that knowledge just by learning them from God. 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everybody knows this verse, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God, gnosko, knows him intimately. You know, it all doesn't happen at once. When we're born again, we've got spirit, soul, and body. When we're born again, our spirit is the new creation. It's brand new, it's perfect. It knows God. God is a spirit, we're a spirit, we know him. But you know, our mind doesn't know him. Our soul doesn't know him. Our emotions don't know him. Our body doesn't know him. Our body's still craving the old stuff. We've got to put on the new man, which is really Christ. Who is really Christ? put on the new man. The new man in us is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Okay. So we have to put him on, and we have to put off the old man, because the old man's still around. You know, Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet the life that I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So the life I now live, I'm living by the faith of Jesus, by the faith in Jesus. And Jesus is in me. The Holy Spirit's in me. The Father's in me. And that's the life that we are to live. We need to learn that we just need to be Christians, not to try to be Christ-like. Because if we're trying to be Christ-like, we're trying to add on to what Christ has already done. How can you improve your spirit? How can you do anything? I mean, can you add 1 inch to your height? Well, this would be better. Can you lose 1 pound? Come on now. But you understand what I'm saying? Listen, we've somehow got to get it instilled in us. I'm talking, preaching to myself. We have to get it instilled in us that under the law, it's due. Under grace, it's done. That's why we can enter in to the rest that God has for us. Because it's done. If we're going to strive at anything, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 4th chapter, if you're going to strive for anything, you strive to enter into the rest. Don't try to be better. If Christ made you perfect, how much better can you get? Your spirit's not going to change from what it is right now to what it's going to be in heaven. But we are told to what? Not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of our mind. Through learning about God and learning to know God more intimately through His Word. John 4:13, by this we know that we abide in Him and He in us because He's given of His Spirit. Remember, the Spirit was given to us as down payment. Can you imagine the Holy Spirit of God just being a down payment? When that means what? All through the eons and ages, He's going to have a whole lot more payment coming in. Hello? To me, it's just mind-boggling. At 1 John 5:13, I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know, Edo, that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. You don't have to wonder, am I saved? You can know you have eternal life. If you don't know, learn that you do know. Okay? If you don't know that you can know that you have eternal life, learn it now. You can know that you have eternal life. You don't have to wonder. We minister at the nursing home too. And it's so sad to hear people say, I hope I'm going to make it. So I let them know. You can know. You don't have to wonder about it. Don't have to have any doubt in your heart. You can know that when you go, that's it. You just step over and you're in Him. 1 John 5:20. We know, Edo, that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding. That means that you know something if you understand it. Is that right? That we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, and what? In his Son, Jesus Christ. Then look at the last part of this verse. This is the true God and eternal life. To know something. What do you know? You know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, and in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So here's a little challenge for you. I'm going to look at a couple of other verses here just real quickly if I can. And this is one of the things that I was looking at. I'm going to read these quickly. Paul sees how important it is for you to know these things. In Colossians, listen to what he prays over the church at Colossae. For this, in verse 9, for Colossians 1:9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with what? The knowledge, epignosis, of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and what? Increasing in the epignosis of God. Increasing in the knowledge of God. Paul prays in Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in what? In the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know, edo, what is the call, hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. He's praying for the churches to know things. He's praying that the churches will know God. Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in what? In love. Do you think if you know God, you'll know love, since God is love? Be able to comprehend with all the saints the width and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ. Listen to this. Know the love of Christ, which what? Passes all knowledge. The key here is that when we really get to know God, we're going to know God really is just love. And it's going to surpass any other knowledge that we have. It'll surpass all the knowledge we learned getting to the point where we really know God is love. So that you may what? Be filled to the fullness of God. Well, here's the challenge. Let's live our eternal life by continuing to know him better and better and better and better and better and better. And when we think we know him, better yet. When we think we have a better grasp on him, get a better one. This is eternal life. This is eternal life. So I'm going to speak a benediction and pray the last part of Paul's prayer to the Ephesians in chapter 3. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Let's get to know him. We'll be here if you want to come up and pray. We'd be glad to pray with you. If you don't know him, and you know you don't know him, please come up and we'll introduce you. If you do know him and you just need prayer for something you're going through in your life today, the elders are here. We'll be happy to pray for you. But I just encourage you, just continue to know him better. If you think I'm going to sing, you can forget that.
Please, as we sing, if you can, you don't have to.
All I was held dear, built my life upon all this world reveals and wars to own. All I want to gain, I have counted loss, spent and worthless here. Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord. Now
my heart's desire
found in you,
known as yours,
to possess
my faith,
what I could not own, all surpassing
gift of righteousness,
knowing you, Jesus. Knowing you,
there is no greater thing.
You're my
all, you're the best,
you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord.
Oh, to know
the power
of your risen
life,
to know
you in your sufferings, to become like you in your death, my Lord. So with you to live
and never
die, knowing you,
Jesus.
There is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best,
you're
my joy, my righteousness,
I
love you, Lord.
Knowing
you, the best, you're my joy,
my righteousness,
you're my all, you're
the best,
you're my joy, my righteousness,
you're my all,
you're the best,
you're
my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord.
Great word, great word. Knowing Him. There's no better, nothing better than knowing Christ. This morning, if you're struggling with the assurance of salvation, wondering whether or not I'll go to heaven, we're here for you. The elders are here for you, to pray with you, to help bring confidence that comes from God. And you would know that you 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 even know more, that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life and that eternal life is yours. There's no greater peace, and that I mean N-O, no greater peace than to have that assurance of salvation. If you're struggling today, let us pray with you. Let us help you with that confidence in Christ. Now, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May He cause His face to shine. Woo! All week long, the rest of this week, from this day on, the Lord does shine on you. May His grace abound, and the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Come if you need prayer this morning. Other than that, go in the grace of the Lord and carry you through this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer meeting tonight and then Bible study on Wednesday night.
Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only You provide, 'cause You know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. To You are, to You are, to You are. I'm loved by You. To I am, to I am, to I am. You are perfect in all of Your ways. You are perfect in all of Your ways. You are perfect in all of Your ways. You are. You are perfect in all of Your ways. You are perfect in all of Your ways. You are perfect in all of Your ways. Oh, it's love so undeniable. I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable. I can hardly think as You call me. Deeper still as You call me. Deeper still as You call me. Deeper still into love, love. You're a good, good Father. To You are, to You are, to You are. And I'm loved by You. To I am, to I am, to I am. You're a good, good Father. To You are, to You are, who You are. I'm loved by You. Who I am, who I am, who I am. You're a good, good Father. Who You are, who You are, who You are. I'm loved by You. Who I am, who I am, who I am. You're a good, good Father. Who You are, who You are, who You are. And I'm loved by You. Who I am, who I am. Ooh.
Well, I want to thank you for your presence and your very fine attention this morning as we looked at the nature of our Heavenly Father. And indeed, that's who He is, a good, good Father. I would trust this morning with all my heart that every person assembled in this room has indeed settled in his or her own mind that you want a relationship with your Heavenly Father through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That you have admitted your need for a Savior and have received Him into your heart and into your life. That you may have certainly take the opportunity to confess that belief in the witness of others, in the presence of others. There may be a step of obedience such as being baptized, which is clearly called for in the Scripture. But I trust all that being said, that each and every one of us recognizes our need to continue in that love of God, growing to be more and more like the Father. That's my hope and prayer for each of us this morning. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace. You are dismissed. Greet one another with the love of Christ. It's not too soon to sign the list to bring mashed potatoes to the potluck. Don't forget those acts of service.
And there's some fresh vegetables downstairs on the table.
Fresh vegetables downstairs.